Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
So, what's happening on the home front this week? Anything interesting? I've got some interesting news. Have you come up with anything interesting?
Well, go ahead and share with us, and then I'll...
You'll jump in?
What's going on, that's for sure.
Okay, first of all, before we do that, Charlene, I would like to invite our listeners to give us a call. They have a tendency to be a little bit shy until we get into the second half of the hour. So give us a call out there, friends. It's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. We're going to be talking about some medical things that are research that's going on right now, but if you would like to call in, talk to Charlene for a healing. If you want to connect to your angels, perhaps Archangel Michael, we will see if we can give him a little ring. He likes to chat with his light workers. And perhaps you have a question for the cherubim. And any of these things, we are just here delighted to assist you in some fashion. Again, the number is 877-876-5227, and do join us. Well, Charlene, since we are both of us so interested in medical information, I saw something that I thought was really interesting, and there was an article in the March issue of the journal Social, Cognitive, and Affective Neuroscience. Now, tell me that isn't a mouthful.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Of course, neither did I until I saw this article about it.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
What the article was about is fear. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because this is, well, we have a caller now, and
okay.
Who, your name, please?
Good evening, it's Anne.
Good evening.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to? Hello.
Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
Wanted some information. You were going to be speaking with regards to medical research.
Yes.
And what the cherubim had to say with regards to my health and acute intermittent porphyria as a solution, please?
I'm not sure I understand the question, Anne. I guess I live here in the backwash. Some of these words I'm not familiar with. Would you put your question in another way, manner, so I understand what you're asking?
Yes, ma'am. I have what is called acute intermittent porphyria, which
okay.
is a genetic blood and liver disease with no treatment or cure.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been interpreting it that as a healer, that I suffer in order to lessen the suffering of other humans.
Oh, I remember that, Anne. Okay, but before we go to the cherubim, are you want to find out from the cherubim why you chose this path?
Not only why, but how do I improve my pain level? In other
yeah,
that
okay.
I can function because it's the highest pain level of the 3,000 ailments known to man.
Wow. Anne, we'll be glad to go to the cherubim, but before we do, let's get Charlene here. Charlene, how about joining in the conversation, dear, because Anne is talking about something that is genetic.
Right. A lot of times what you've got to do is go in and ask God to clear the genetic coding that has been put in the chromosomes. So when you go in and change that, go in and ask for him to change it, he'll change your genetic coding in the chromosomes so that he'll pull out one of the coding of the information that it's recorded that this is what you're supposed to have. and he'll pull it out and replace it with a different memory, which will be a positive memory, rather than fearing that you're going to have this for the rest of your life. He'll just go in and clear it and clean it all out for you.
Well, what do you say about this, Ann? Want to try?
I would love to. I think this is fantastic. This is the first time that I've heard this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's give Charlene some room to do this, and then what we'll do is we'll talk about, after she is finished with this, we'll talk about the process here, what's happening.
Thank you.
So, Charlene, apparently we have permission.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, I always make this comment, and Carolyn always says, well, what does it mean to go in? What I'm saying is, I will go into the quantum field, which is the God field, which has a higher, slows down the vibrational frequency of the brain waves. And as soon as I go in there, because you've given permission, and we are genetic, we are inner, I messed up my word. We're energetically connected through the phone,
because
we're all really basically all connected.
Yes.
What will happen is it'll slow down your brain waves as soon as mine do, and you'll go into what's called a theta state or the quantum field. And then when you go in there, you can reprogram your DNA or your chromosomes to have a different memory. You just go in and ask God to do it, and then we'll sit and watch him do the work.
Excellent.
Is it okay?
Yes.
All right. Let's go in. And now, do you have something else to do besides your liver and your kidney? You've got something else. What is it? It's like.
That's what I'm asking. I can't help myself. Everyone else, that I can't help myself.
This is not uncommon for healers, Ian, first of all. And
right.
We'll talk about that later also. So let's
right.
forget. So, let's. Overlook that for a second. What Charlene is asking is, okay, there's the liver, there's the kidney, and she is saying, is there something else involved in this situation besides the liver and the kidney?
I don't know.
Right.
She would have to advise me.
Okay, so you don't know that.
Okay.
All right.
No.
Okay.
All right, and so you're willing to hear what God
Absolutely.
Has to say. Okay, let's go in there and see what he has to say about this whole thing. Okay, just a minute, and I'll be quiet because I can't go into Theta and talk at the same time.
Well, I'll talk to her if it's okay,
okay
with you, Charlene.
What it does is it pulls me back out of the quantum field, okay?
I
so
understand.
So I'll be quiet for a little bit, and then you tell me what you see as far as energy is concerned, okay? All right, let's go in there and do that now.
You and I can chat very quietly here, Ian, while she is doing this.
Yes, I felt the energy shift.
Wonderful.
And actually, I saw something, but I'm kind of ignorant about physical parts of the body.
It's okay. You're going to talk to her about what you saw. She's moving into the theta state right now. And you just observe. See what you see by way of colors or feel energetically. And when Charlene is finished, we'll discuss this. So observe. And then we'll talk about why healers right now are having a problem healing themselves.
That's superb.
Yes. And I want to bring this up because I know there are healers out there who are having problems right now healing themselves, and they're wondering, well, my goodness, I serve. I heal other people. Why can't I heal myself? So we're going to touch on that, too. I think that's important. So other healers who are out there right now, give some thought to this if you want to call in later. We're here to serve. This is exciting stuff, Ann.
No one else has brought up this topic, and I've been asking these questions several times a week, and no one is giving these kinds of answers why we cannot heal ourselves.
There are several of us, and Charlene being one that works with me on the Cosmic Connection show on Wednesday, and then Caroline Allen and myself that work every other Saturday. The three of us are connected.
Yes, because I called Don right after I spoke with you, that and he said he didn't know who she was, and I've been trying to listen to you all.
I have anybody out there who is listening to this radio show, this information is on my show, The Message, The Messenger, and will be up on Cosmic Connection soon. So we have telephone numbers there, the names. We're available for private consultations, and we're also available on the telephone, our the telephone at BBS on our shows.
All right.
So we're passing that along for. She's back.
Okay.
Okay, Charlene.
I'm turning it over to you. Okay. How are you feeling?
Not very good. It's gotten so bad lately that I only can function beginning about 1 p.m. until maybe for several hours. I have no clear mental, nothing.
Okay. When I was in there and I saw him taking, I also pulled what he said was, you also have a past life issue associated with a tremendous amount of anger, and it's being stored in your liver.
Okay.
And also, you've come into this life with that memory of the anger, and it's just filtering. That anger is keeping the liver from filtering correctly.
All right.
So what he did was pull out the anger from past life.
Okay.
He also pulled it out of your chromosomes and replaced it, and when those sugar ladders, the protein, with a new information.
Okay.
Which comes in from your God intelligence.
All right.
And pull that out and put in the God intelligence in your liver. Also, with your kidneys, are you starting to have, like, accumulation of calcium, and it's starting to create kidney stones?
Oh. And then what are you recommending I do?
Well, he pulled it out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You don't have to do anything, dear.
Okay.
All you have to do is sit back because God just did it.
Okay.
I would suspect she has to drink some extra water. Is that true?
Well, water. Yeah, water. Lots of really pure water.
I'm drinking Berkeley spring water, a gallon and a half a day.
That's too much. That's my personal opinion.
How much should I drink?
Because what my personal opinion is, when I've been teaching classes and I have somebody comes in and they're drinking like a gallon of water, it's like they're overtaxing the kidney. Because that kidney's having to work continually. And it's having to work and function. It has no rest time at all. So usually 2 or 3 quarts, that's my recommendation.
Okay.
That's what I do.
All right.
That's what I would do if it was me.
Okay.
And then just flush that out. And allow it to flush out. But are you drinking, what kind of water are you drinking?
Berkeley spring water out of their machines. It's a charcoal, activated charcoal filtered water.
Just so it's not out of the tap.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Not in 10 years.
Don't drink any of the chemicals out in the tap.
No.
Now, the other thing is before, whenever you fill, let's say you're filling a gallon jug up, right?
Yes.
When you fill the gallon jug up, make sure that you bless the water and bless it that it goes from unconstructed energy of God's energy to God's energy.
Okay.
To God's constructed energy. Okay?
All right. From
always
unconstructed energy
water.
To constructed energy?
From
repeat that for her, Charlene.
Okay, that's, you bless the water that it now is filtered, and you put God's light into it.
Okay.
And replace it from unfiltered water to okay?
Yes.
You want, the most important thing for people to do is, because the water becomes, it becomes, what is it, a word I want, from construction to in construction. So just bless the water that God's love, light, and energy is in the water.
All right.
What it does is it changes the chemicals. It changes the crystals, is the word I want. It turns the crystals in the water so that they're in the right structure.
Okay.
Otherwise, when they're coming out of the tap and they've got all the chemicals in them, what it does is break down the structure of those crystals in the water.
Okay.
So I just always tell everybody, make sure you bless your water. We like to bless other things, but we forget to bless the water.
You're absolutely correct.
And that's one of our greatest source of well-being, because what we do is we're putting in those chemicals back in that liver and their kidneys and wanting to work harder than they've ever worked before.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Something as simple as this has never been mentioned.
I know. I always tell everybody, make sure you bless your water and bless the food, because there's things in the food, and when you, it's actually scientifically been proven that when you bless the water and you bless the food, they go in and look at the different vibrational frequencies within that food after it's been blessed, and it has changed. It's changed the molecules.
All right.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, and I believe it 100%.
Okay.
And again, something as simple as this, the water I had totally forgotten.
Yeah. So all you're doing is putting, you're going to just know that you've just asked God to put his love, his light, and his energy, which is the highest vibrational frequency, and you're asking for that to be incorporated into your water and into your food.
Okay.
Anything that has to do to come into your body.
Okay.
And then if you call me, we can do some things on the anger.
All
and
right.
Release that. He took the anger out of your liver that was in there.
Okay.
And, you know, this isn't the place to do it on the radio.
No, I understand. And, you know, I work on this daily for 20, 30 years.
Well,
Charlene, give in your phone number, dear.
Yeah, and
Charlene.
I'm really... Okay, it's 801...
Yes, ma'am.
944...
Yes, ma'am.
9346.
Okay, thank you.
Now, before... Oh, okay, I thought you were finished.
Let me make a comment about that. There, when there's a great deal of negative energy that is in the body created by anger, the Lord gave me about 6 months ago a procedure to release all of that.
Mm.
And we'll just use that on you.
Absolutely, thank you.
And it'll just make a difference. Let's see if you don't feel better by tomorrow.
I would love to. It's so debilitating. I'm accustomed to working 7 days a week, 22 hours a day, and now I'm almost at a standstill.
Well,
Charlene, there's something that has occurred to me as we were discussing this with Ann. Would you recommend that she take some of her water and sun charge it with some crystals in it?
Well, some people have done that, yeah, and put crystals in it. Because it raises the frequency.
Yeah. Anne is complaining about
crystals?
Her energy level.
Yes.
What?
Which crystals is she recommending?
Well, I'm mentioning this. I don't really think it matters what crystal. I think if you have a crystal, it could be quartz. It could be maybe the rose quartz, which has a love element to it.
Okay.
Put it in a container, okay. Put some water in it, and put it on your windowsill and let the sun charge it, and again,
right.
Bless it.
Okay.
Because
right.
You're looking for more energy.
Yes.
And most people, if you will go out, and I was told this a few years ago, if you will go out and watch the sunset come up, it won't hurt
yes.
Your eyes to watch the sunset. I mean, the sunrise. You're watching the sunrise come up. It increases the vibrational frequency of the vitamins and minerals that are in your body.
I do that every morning. Am I doing it correctly?
Well, if you're doing it, you know, God, he's so wonderful about it. He knows what the intent of your heart is.
Yes.
So it must be right. If you're just going out there and sitting in the sun where you can simulate that blue light.
Yes.
Not many of us, as we get older, are out in that blue light enough. And if you're going to just tell God that you want his love and his light and energy, you just raise that vibrational frequency within the water to a God frequency.
Okay.
That's what you did.
All right.
And if you put those crystals in, that's even supplements that energy to raise it up to a higher frequency.
Okay.
Okay?
Call us next week, Ann. And call Charlene.
I certainly will.
Yeah, because
now,
I want to go in and release this anger that's in here.
Thank you, Charlene. Question, you were going to say why the healers have a problem healing themselves now. Are you able to say that at all?
Yes, we'll discuss this, but how about, Ann, if you'd be kind enough, let us say goodbye now,
yes,
and then
okay.
Listen,
okay.
And it'll give someone else an opportunity to call, but we'll address that.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Bless you both.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay,
good
you too,
night.
Ann.
Our love. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I think before we get into this other, what we were talking about before Ann called, let's touch on this, Charlene, because there's probably other healers out there that are having a problem healing themselves. What is your point of view on this?
Well, then, my point of view is that you can go in and have God clear the energy, but sometimes I find that if we go in as healers and we're working with each other, we're increasing the energy by working with each other, because it's not only my energy that's connecting with God, but it's the healer, other healers that are connecting with God. So we have kind of a double thing going where we're supportive of each other. But sometimes you can go in and release your own stuff, which I do, you know, considerable amount of time to get it released, and you can do that, and God will do it for you, but sometimes it helps for us to serve one another.
It sounds to me like you were breaking up, Charlene. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. This is what I wanted you to touch on, was this concept of healers serving one another.
Right.
And you were breaking up when you were discussing this. And I wanted to go back to that again, because this, I think, is the core issue that Ann is talking about. It seems to me that this period that we are living in right now, and the energies that are coming in, we are being called to clear our body from all of the past lifetimes, the negative energies and emotional bodies, that emotions that we had in past lifetimes. And as you work with Charlene, the genetics of the person, the generations, and so this is a very special time in Earth history, and it is also a special time in the sense that light workers are being called to come together and assist one another and help heal people and heal the planet. Healers also are being called together to work with one another, to serve one another, and again, as you said, Charlene, when two or more healers come together, their energies are multiplied. And so for healers out there who are having some difficulty clearing their own physical field, they feel that they need assistance from someone else, it is not because they can't do it. We are being called to come together and serve one another. It's one of the reasons that I think it is so important to be working on these radio shows right now. This is an opportunity not only for healing of the general population, but for healing of the healers themselves.
Well, I was told a couple of weeks ago, I was asking, I was making that comment to God. I said, you know, there's sometimes when I feel like that I can't hardly get up and get anything done. What's up with this? That, you know, and he said, well, you're clearing. You're actually, mm-hmm. your body is clearing so quickly that it does take energy. And so you're feeling it in your body. But he said, we must have more healers. And they must be a clear vessel for the work that is to come about very soon. And so that helped me to be more patient with my body, you know, going through that process. Is
yeah.
that he says they must have a clear vessel for him to work through. So we're clearing all of our past life. We're clearing our generation. And not only that, but he told me that now to turn around and clear their past life of our generation so that we have a clear stream of energy that is God's energy so that we can do the work that needs to be done.
While we're talking about this subject, for those who are listening who might be interested in the different aspects of healing, you might be interested in Chaos Before Creation, which was given to me by 13
right.
Different individuals, like Isis, Mother Mary, Yeshua, and that can be found at my website at www.carolynevers.com, and that's CarolynEvers.com. It's one of the books that is extremely popular with people, and one of the early physicians in the early frontier discusses how she worked with clearing the physical body from the stuck energy. So it's an exciting time, isn't it, Charlene?
Well, it's absolutely. Because before, if I did healing with somebody, had God go in and do the healing, it seemed like sometimes it wasn't being resolved. And that's when I ask him, what's going on? Why is this not being resolved like it should? But the cells come in with a lot of memory that you had in the past life. Also, a lot of memory that comes in that's passed on, just like your coloring and your eyes color and your size from your ancestors. You're also bringing in a lot of their information that has to be cleared. And once those start being cleared, it's amazing how it doesn't belong to you anymore.
Well, this kind of leads, what you're saying right now and what we have just been working with leads into this study that I was talking about earlier.
Right,
and,
right.
And, yeah, this I thought was kind of interesting. I saved it because I did want to talk to you about it. In these studies, there's two studies that they are talking about a subject that's very closely allied with this. And I thought this was quite fascinating. What they were studying is areas of the brain that respond. Now, we're aware of this, that our own personal experiences, when we have things in the past or things in the present, and they're using the emotion of fear, we collect these. There is an area in the brain that responds to this fear. But the part that I found so fascinating is scientists believe today that the same response is triggered when we see someone else afraid. There
right.
seems to be a learning mechanism. You might not be afraid of something yourself, but according to this study, if you view someone else who is afraid, that the brain is triggered by this. What do you think of that?
Well, part of it comes in the fact that what they're finding is it not only triggers that, but it might be triggering some information from your past life or from your DNA, from your ancestor line, and it'll trigger it. That information. And so what the brain does is it goes back to that information, and then it's upsetting you because, and you don't know why, but that's why. So you have to look at, why did I get upset by that? And then just go in and just clear it. Because God will go in and clear it for you. You don't need to hang on to it.
Well, see, this is the message that I think, if there is any message out there, this perhaps is the most important message, is that we don't have to hold on to any of these negative fears, negative stimulus that is working behind our conscious thinking, that we have a way to release this.
Yeah, and we do. And in the past, most of the time we'll say, okay, well, I'm programmed in the subconscious mind, and so therefore it's a done deal and I can't do anything about it. Well, but that isn't truth. Truth is that God can clear anything, but we do have to go and ask Him for permission, because that's part of free will or free agency. And He won't impose on that, because He's God, and He will let you learn the lessons that you need to learn. But as soon as you start asking Him for assistance in those areas, He'll go in and do it for you. And it doesn't have to stay. Because in the past, we felt like it was just, you know, helpless. We felt helpless and hopeless that it would never occur and never happen. And I just see marvelous things happen in people's lives. You know, one miracle after another in their life. So I know it to be true that He'll change whatever you choose to ask for.
Well, Ann, you did, when Ann called, Charlene, you did explain this about going into theta, that this is the quantitative. Can you expand on that a little bit? I'm not doubting you, and I don't mean it to sound that way, is people who hear this, that perhaps it's new information to them, might not exactly understand what we're saying.
Well, I was trained as a clinical hypnotherapist. And so when we were in training, we learned that the brain goes to certain waves when you're awake, and as you go into different states of awareness, and of course the deepest is when you go into delta, and that is sleep. But before you go into delta, you can go into theta, which means that the brain waves slow down from 4 to 6 cycles per second. When it slows down there, then you can do hypnosis on somebody. In other words, you can reprogram the subconscious mind and take out the negative information that is accumulated there, and you tell the subconscious new information. Now, the subconscious has no ability for reasoning. It has no ability to say, if I said to you or anybody, don't forget to pick up the milk, what the subconscious said was forget the milk, because it cannot analyze or prioritize, don't. Doesn't know what you said. It only heard forget the milk. So then somebody comes home without the milk, and you're upset because they forgot the milk. And that's what we do a lot in teaching and training our children, is we'll say to them, now, don't forget to pick up your clothes before you go to bed. Then we see the clothes still there, and we're upset because the clothes are still there. But we told the child to forget the clothes. So there are areas in this country where the school system is understanding that process, and what they're doing is training the teachers to speak differently to the children so that they're getting the information that the teacher really wants these children to understand rather than what you're saying. Because the subconscious cannot reason. It cannot reason don't, should, could, want, I'm going to, I'll try, because it takes reasoning for it. So when you're doing hypnosis on somebody, you specify exactly in a positive way the thing that you want that individual to understand within the subconscious. Now, it doesn't change what happened to the individual, but the subconscious doesn't know it anymore. It's not, the programming isn't there. You've pulled it, canceled, and released it, and if you give it to God, He disperses the memory, and then you put in the brand new information that my parents love me, my parents nurture me, whatever the issue is. You put it in a positive content, and that's the only thing the subconscious information is given to it. It will act upon it.
Well, thank you, Charlene. I would like to comment on that, because as you were discussing this, it reminded me of a couple things. Number one, a very important and powerful time is when we are drifting off to sleep to
yes.
place these positive thoughts, because we are
affirmations, yeah.
Because I have found that to be an extraordinarily powerful time. It is a time also when I have used to ask questions where I wanted information about my own past lifetimes or about things going on in my current lifetime. I've done that as I've drifted off to sleep. Also, it reminds me this very close connection with the kahunas in Hawaii,
right.
who believe mm-hmm. in the high mind and,
right.
and the low mind, and are working the same concept that you're talking about. And I was intrigued by that because, tell me your opinion on this, Charlene. I think this is what Jesus was working with when he worked his miracles. What do you think of that?
Oh, I do. He always spoke within the positive content. And he would say, "Do you believe?" Now, belief is the first step for healing, because you've gone into that state of saying, "I believe." So the subconscious already got the information that I believe this is going to happen, and it now is so. So then he would say, your faith has made you whole. And then the energy went in and healed the individual.
I'm intrigued by something else, Charlene, as we're talking about Jesus and how he worked miracles. This energy that you're talking about, can that be accumulated in the physical?
You mean the ability to heal?
Well, like
what
when you say you go in and you are sending this energy, can that be accumulated in the physical?
You mean the energy?
Let me explain something, what's behind this question, and maybe you'll understand
okay.
it.
Okay,
I remember a Bible story where Jesus is in a crowd of people, and there was this lady who had a problem with hemorrhaging, and she couldn't get close enough to him to talk to him or to touch him, and
right.
she said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I would be healed. And so you're sensing all this group of people who are pressing in on Jesus, and they're jostling him. And, of course, there's a lot of people touching him. And he said to his apostles, go, in essence, these weren't the exact words, but what the concept was, go out and see who's been healed, because I felt the energy leave me. Do you remember that story?
Right, right. Yeah, I do.
Now, the apostles didn't say, well, what do you mean, Lord? What they did is they went out right away to see who was cured, and here was this woman. So
right,
tell me your
okay.
reaction to that.
Okay, it's the same thing as God was doing today. You're energetically connected. And
mm-hmm.
then when you call upon him, his energy is all presence. And so because of your asking for that assistance, then that energy goes in there, and God goes in there and takes care of it.
Because so what you're saying is
so powerful.
So what you're saying is that Jesus was such a clear channel that
right,
when
for God,
yes,
yes,
that when yeah, the woman touched his garment and had that desire, that it just
right.
left him and went to the person.
Right, and
mm-hmm.
and he sensed that his energy. Had been that his energy has been projected to her for the
mm-hmm.
healing,
or
he
to someone
that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because
mm-hmm.
he's such a clear vessel for God himself that he felt when somebody was being healed. He knew it without any doubt. And that's the process we're in right now, is trying to teach people to be live closer to the veil and live more in the God energy.
That's fascinating stuff, Charlene. Let's give our number out, dear. It's 877-876-5227. Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And Charlene, give your number again, because there are some people who I am certain want a private consultation rather than discussing their problem on the phone.
Right. Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
And as for myself, Carolyn Evers, go to my website at www.carolynevers.com. There are many books there that have been channeled from the spiritual hierarchy concerning earth changes and healing. There is Archangel Michael's information, his earth history. And while we're talking about Archangel Michael, I would like to remind those who are listening to my voice who have been, especially those who have been on the February and March telephone conference calls, if you haven't signed up for April, you might want to do that and send me some email at carolyn@carolynevers.com, and I will send some information back to you as what Archangel Michael has planned for the month of April. And as he explains it, we'll have new energy coming in all year long, but the months of March, April, and May are particularly strong because we are in the spray of the supernova. The energy from the supernova for 1989A is what we're presently experiencing, and so we're seeing a lot of energy coming in, and I'm sure you've noticed it this month, haven't you, Charlene?
Absolutely, yeah. But it helps that when you're dealing with the physical, like I was saying before, saying, okay, now, how come it's all of a sudden I'm not getting up and doing what I want to? If you finally realize it's because your body is making this transition, then it helps to know that it's part of the energy that you're feeling, and it will pass. It'll be okay. And God just keeps saying, you're going to be just fine. Just wait it out, because so much of the physical is being changed because of the energy field in the universe is changed tremendously. And so a lot of people are experiencing that right now.
Now, while we're talking about, we were talking earlier about some medical studies, I want to bring up another one. And this comes from a Dr. Jesse Stewart. He is formerly with the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. And he's been doing some research and has found a correlation between depression and hardening of the arteries. He's done a 3-year study with over 300 men and women who average 60 years old. And there is an interesting article about what he found in the study. But now, the medical science is just kind of catching up on this. I think that the body is very closely tied into our emotions. You know, they don't see the body as we do, having the subtle body surrounding the physical, and they're just starting to discover this, that the hardening of the arteries has to do with emotions. Now, they're talking about depression. And he talks about how that's a precursor to a lot of other things. He talks about depression may upset the body's regulation of glands, releasing chemicals governing energy levels and growth. But let's talk about that a little bit, Charlene. If if we might, the responses that happens to the physical body because of emotions that we're going through.
Well, actually, most of everything that we experience on a physical level really has come from the vibrational frequency of the emotions, and it starts interfering in the original intent of the intelligence for that area that you're talking about. Let's say that you're having an individual is having a problem with their eyes. There might be something within them that says, you know, it's too hard for me to see what's going on. And so it starts interfering with the intelligence of what the eyes see. Every single cell in our body has perfect intelligence. But as we have experiences going on in our life, it starts interfering with that perfect intelligence of the frequency. Am I explaining it clear enough?
Oh, I think you are, because
okay.
Each cell has intelligence.
Yes.
And where we're putting our mind.
Right.
Is
and where we put our thoughts, our feelings, that's why it's so important that we very are aware of what we're feeling and what we're thinking, because that becomes what those cells, it breaks down the vibrational frequency of the God frequency and starts interfering with that pure intent.
Here's something I want you to address. Okay, a person has thought something, they're kind of catching on to the fact, oh, I just sent out something negative. How would you cancel that?
Well, you know, as human beings, we do that.
Of course.
And so what, instead of turning around and berating yourself, which you turn around and some people turn around and say, well, that was stupid of me. You don't do that. You turn around and say, oh, you know what, cancel that. I really choose to think this or I choose to feel this. Because what you're doing is you're having to we've got generations of generations of how we communicate and how we feel about things. And so part of it is redoing our verbalization and how we feel. So we don't put ourselves down. It's very important, too. The Chinese say, thank God for all that we have. In other words, I'll go through and I'll say, you know, I am so grateful for my small intestines. I am so grateful for my large intestines. You know, I go through and I give thanks and gratitude for all of that I have in my body because it serves me, and it serves me with love. Now, there are things that happen, but that's because of my experiences that I've had that started breaking that down. But gratitude is one of the highest vibrational frequency of feelings and thought patterns. It's when you go into measuring the vibrational frequency of each one of those feelings and thoughts, what it does, and when you go in and measure gratitude, then you find that it's on a higher level. And it actually is measured now. The frequency of our feelings and our thoughts.
Now we're talking about frequencies of thoughts and feelings. Let's look a little bit at road rage.
Yeah, and I'd be really careful with that one.
Well, what I want to address here, Charlene, is I guess it was last week where it actually caused an accident between two people and one of them died. And so you have a person becomes very emotional with negative thinking behind the wheel, and they are projecting this rage towards another person who maybe has cut them off or whatever. They have found some offense in the manner that they drive. And so the next person picks it up, and there is almost a fight of wills between these two drivers who were negative, who were sending out these negative thoughts to the point that they can actually cause accidents and someone die in the situation. So if we might hear, Charlene, tell me what your opinion is that is going on between people who become involved in road rage from the point of view of quantum physics, and how a driver, if they come across this on a highway, might be able to cancel this situation.
Well, part of it, sometimes when I see that going on with myself, I look at it and think, that's just a Sherlene thing, but I think, gee, they must be having a really bad day. In other words, I don't take it personally. Otherwise, you could take it and say, why are they being so mean to me? Or why are they being so rude? Why are they treating me like that? Why, you know, we go into the me thing. And I look at it a lot of times and I think, gee whiz, they sure must be having a bad day. Or sometime when I'm just about in an accident because of somebody else's behavior or mine, I'll say to my angels, I say, thank you, thank you, thank you for intervening in my behalf.
Because well, I think that's a very important response, but there was another aspect of my question is, on the level of quantum physics, when a person is sending out this, for lack of a better word, hatred, what effect that's having on the other person that is in receipt of this thought?
Right. Because what happens, you have to be very careful about what you're sending out, because you can interfere in somebody else's life because you are projecting a negative to them. And you can't.
Well, Edgar Cayce said that thoughts are things.
They are. And what they'll do is interfere in that individual's vibrational frequency. You can break down another person's frequency by your thought pattern and your feelings towards them. And they are
reacting to that because what? They feel it?
Yes, because we're energetically connected. Until we all get it, that the only thing that we can do is send out positive and love, because it's a higher frequency to everybody, you know, then we can change mankind. Because
I think something else is at work here too, Sherlene. I'm not disagreeing with anything that you're saying. I'm agreeing with it 100%. But I also think that there is a quickening of energy at this point of Earth history.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I had a doctor, Todd, that I've taken a seminar from a few times. I've been in some classes with him. And one of his comments was, be aware that what is happening because of the energy shift in our universe, those that are feeling negative thought patterns are going to be excelling to the negative frequency 100-fold. And those that are into thinking positive are going to accelerate to the God frequency 100-fold. And that's what you're witnessing right now. It's very, very prevalent, so we've got to be very aware of where we're coming from. But I understand when somebody is being, if I find somebody is doing something like that, I'd like, okay, where am I at in my life that somebody feels like that they can put their negative energy on me? Where am I at? And I usually can find it. Something either has happened to me, or I feel bad about something I've done, or I feel responsible for something maybe I've done or I should have done and I didn't do. And usually I can find it, because otherwise people don't see you.
I, again, agree with you, Sherlene, and I'd like to add to that the importance of when we go out on the roads, when we go into areas where there are groups of people, to put up protection around ourselves before we do this. And how about you commenting a little bit on that?
Well, what I usually do, and I don't always do it, and sometimes I forget, obviously, but sometimes what I do is I just put God's light around me and make sure that God's love, light, and energy is around me so that that's being projected from me instead of the negative. But sometimes I forget, and then I just go out there and do my thing, and then something happens, and then I go, okay, Sherlene, once again, you went out on the road, You didn't put God's light around you. You didn't keep yourself in a positive frame of mind. You know, this is the results. So it's a reminder to me that I don't always do it, and I need to all the time.
Well, we're coming up to the hour, and I think there is one other perhaps important thought that we can add to this. I know Caroline does this, and I really love this, is that when we walk into a crowded place, it doesn't even have to be crowded, but a gathering of other people,
right,
to send this energy out and clear the room or the area.
Right. It doesn't matter where you're at. Doesn't even, if you go into a restaurant, you know, clear the restaurant when you go in. If you go into, like, I have a really hard time, Caroline and I have talked about this, we, you know, don't like to say some of the places that are big, like Walmart or Sam's or some of the big, or some of the stadiums or something. We make sure we clear ourselves, protect ourselves, because those that are light workers, you'll get bombarded by the negative frequency.
Okay, and now so we've talked about clearing ourselves, putting God's light around ourselves. Now, how would you clear an area that you are moving into?
Well, a lot of times what I'll do, and that's what Caroline, we both just go in and ask God to go in and clear the area of any negative vibrational frequency. And then
now, are you doing this in theta?
No.
Do you go into
theta
when you do this, or is this just a mental thought?
No, you don't have to go into theta. No, you just go in and do it.
So anybody who is listening to us,
anybody and everybody should do it. You go in and clear out, ask God to clear out any negative vibrational frequency that is in that place that you're in. And then replace it with God's energy. Just go in, and we should all do it anytime we go anywhere.
Okay, folks, we're going to be leaving. So we're going to leave you with these words. Bless your water. Bless your food. Clear your physical. Clear those areas that you are going into with the intent of bringing God's love in the area and clearing it. Any last words from you other than, why don't you give your telephone number real quick?
Oh, okay, 801-944-9346. And like I said, God will clear anything you need clearing.
And folks, my website is www.carolynevers.com. You might be interested in a reading with the Universal Akashic Records that are held by the Cherubim. I get a lot of questions regarding mission, the reason that your soul has come into this lifetime, the colors that you were created upon, that gives talks about your skills, what was implanted in your heart. And we are going off the air now, and we had it sounds to me like there is a listener. Listener, give us a call next Wednesday if you can. And sorry we didn't get to you, but we have to leave now. And so for all of our friends out there, we send our love and our blessings. Good night. And from Charlene, you probably have a last word to say too.
Yes, God sends you his love, and I send mine too.
Goodbye, all. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Yes, bye.